Sforno and Harsha wants to explain the hate name Riva with Marech, to describe the difference between when Moshe Rabbeinu was meant to speak to the fellow and hitting the fellow. He says that there are three different stories, three different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Nisim to Yisroel. Meis Nistar, done and was zoicha to be married through Tfilah Sam Shal Tzadikim. Secondly, there's the Meis Nigla, that doesn't fit with the Darkei HaTeva. In this particular situation, it doesn't fit, but it exists in other situations. And the third Madrega is a Meis Nigla that doesn't exist in Teva in any form, in any situation, in any time. The two different levels of Meis Nigla are done in two different ways. The Meis Nigla that doesn't exist in this situation, that can exist in others, is usually done through a Pa'ula. I mean, in Psukim, the Tanakh, done through a specific action, throwing the mata, hitting the sela. But the highest Madrega of Neis that doesn't fit in any Gidrei Teva is totally removed from any rule that never exists within the confines of Teva. That's not done through any actions, that's only done through words. Moshe Rabbeinu was Metzuvah because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu with Dibartem al Asela. He could have affected, there should be water here. In the second Madrega, in the lower Madrega of Neis Nigla, if he would have hit the Sela, that was the Seder of bringing water here to the Midbar in this time, in this situation. But it's water that exists in this world, it's water coming from another place, and the Neis is that it can be here, it can appear here at this time and place. But he was meant to do the higher Madrega of Neis, the Dibartem al Sela, that actually was meant to change, to be mahapech the sela into mine, to transform the rock into water, something that doesn't exist in any situation. And that was the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron both iskimu to do the lower level nace, because they felt Klal Yisrael went re'uyim. Shimu no ha'moirim, the yoysa mamrim ma'oy, the Sforno says, they saw them as not zakoim for this nace, not on the level to be zoicha to this nace, and they chose to do the lower level. And he explains why it was so important that this nace should be here at this time. But like the Mefarshim are all mislabet, they're all troubled. Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, and he passed in wrong, not to give Klal Yisrael this higher level of nace. But the oynesh, the punishment, seems so severe, so extreme. How do we explain that this oynesh, Moshe Rabbeinu, is mitzata to go into Eretz Yisrael, to be mashlim, to complete his shlichus, to complete the Yetzias Mitzrayim? How do we explain, how do we understand that for this Aveira was necessary such an oynesh? So I heard once, many years ago, from the Slonim Rebbe, the Chatzanik Livroch, the Baal Netziva Sholem, had a very beautiful understanding and opinion. He said that a word from the Baal Shem Tov, a drush from the Baal Shem Tov, says, "V'oylem le'rosa chamo p'gimoso shalavona." One of the Mishnah is talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, and the checking, investigating the Eidim who come to testify on the new moon. And it says there that they're asked in what direction vis-a-vis the moon is the sun situated. There it says, "La'olam l'rasa chama p'dimashus levona." The indented part of the moon can't be facing the sun. The sun never sees the pigima, the indented, the chaser part of the moon. And if the Aiden testified that it was set up in that way, we know that they're not telling the truth. And the Baal Shem Tov said b'derech drush, the sun is the mashpia. We know in many places in Chazal it's the mashal of the mashpia. The sun, the moon is the makabel. the sun is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon of Knesset Yisrael, even in Kiddush HaKadosh, the Ateres, Yisrael, Amus HaBotein, refers, it's a simon for Klal Yisrael. And the Chama, the Mashpia, the sun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or any Mashpia, who's meant to be a Mashpia and give over an effect, an influence, cannot see the Pegima of the Makabo. The Mashpia can't look at the one who he's trying to influence, trying to affect. He's meant to influence and meant to affect. He can't look at the Makabo as chaser, as pogum, as lacking and as innately wrong. The Mashpia has to see the Makabo as a sholem, as a bori, and that's the way he can be Mashpia. If he sees them as chaser, people call Yisrael does chatoim, like the Rashi and Shir Mibandas Samosech, it's all Mibachutz. It's never taking away from the Etzem Mahus of the Ma'ilas Yisrael, the Etzem essence of the greatness and wholeness of the Klal Yisrael. And the Mashpi has to see Klal Yisrael that way, see his Talmidim that way, see his Chaveim that way, see his family that way. And if he looks at them as chaser and as something innately missing within them, wrong within them, he can't be a true Mashpia, he can't truly elevate, he can't truly affect. The Manhig B'Yisrael, said the Ibn Siva Shalom, his tachlis, his whole tachlis as a leader is to be Mashpia, is to be Meroimen, to elevate, Nibira Mikta, the Igra Rama, to find the Klal Yisrael in any situation, wherever they are, as far as they are, as low as they've sunk in, to elevate them to the highest of highs. And the only way you can affect and elevate in such a significant and true and deep way is if you look at them as innately whole, innately pure, and everything that they're chayt and everything that they're nichshel is only nibachut, like it says in Shir Hashir. Le'olam l'ra'as tochama pegimat shalavona. When Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, Shimuna ha'mayrim, Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 years was careful, Lord l'hakpin al Yisrael. And here he was Nifshal Shimuna Amayrim Tarbonim Shoitim Mayrim Esmarehem. He looked at them and he saw them as Choser, he saw them as Pogum, and he paskin, you're not Roy for this Nase, you're not Roy for this Nase anymore. Said the Baal Siva Shalom, the Oynesh is not an Oynesh as an Oynesh, it's that now he couldn't anymore be the Mashpia, the Manhig that he was meant to be. He couldn't complete the task. Once he saw them, once he was, well, the Dargosa and Nishol and this, in the proper outlook and seeing the Klal Yisrael in the right light. And then it is the Derech of Tzadikim. The Derech of Tzadikim, the Yishorim, is always to look at Klal Yisrael and look at Achenu B'nai Yisrael, Talmideinu, Achenu. In this way, B'nai brings Baloit Tzadikim, Rabba Siforis, the Pasuk says, Ubakum Yeshoim Yechupas Sodom. When the Tzadikim are Besimcha, when the Tzadikim are Behatmocha, Rabba Siforis, everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. Ubakum Yeshoim Yechupas Sodom. When the Yeshoim come to have the Maimad Yechupas Sodom, then every person is checked and every person is tested. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Derech of Tzadikim is to want to see and to want to notice, to focus on the beauty and the goodness of all people, and not to want to focus, not to want to notice the chesronis and the mumim. And the Rishonim are just the opposite. What they want to see, what they focus, what they notice in people, what they're involved in the people, is their chesronis, their mumim. Baloit Tzadikim, the Tzadikim are the Gdula. Rabba Sifar is everything is beautiful because they only see the beauty in people. They're only interested in seeing and noticing and focusing on the beauty and greatness of people. And they're showing the chuppah zonim, every moon that anybody has, they'll see, they'll notice, and they'll check and they'll delve into. And the Derech of Tzadikim is always to only want to see the beauty and goodness of people. Klal Yisrael says weiter later on, the pasuk Evilim Yoli Tchoiba. Avilim Yolit Chayva Uvein Yeshorim Ratzai. Avilim, the fools, they're always claiming the wrongs and the evils of people. They're always claiming in Kalach Paisa, like the Gemara says, B'mumai Paisa. People who are always saying the negative and always pointing out the wrongs, B'mumai Paisa is usually a simon that there's something wrong with them, and they have their own problems. Avilin Yolid Chayva, they're always claiming the negative and the problems within people. Ubein Yeshorim Rotoin, but the Yeshorim is always Rotoin, goodwill, they're always looking to see the beauty, the goodness, and finding ways to see the Sheinkeit in Klal Yisrael. Something we rejoice to see and hear, Tzadikim and Gedolim, Chaim Brinzer, Chatanik Mevrocha, used to tell us of the Bel Zer Rebbe, Rav Aharon Arkeach, his hafloga in this midah. He told us that once he learned this from the Gabbai. Once the Bel Zer Rebbe lived in Tel Aviv, in the center of the irreligious areas of Tel Aviv, where very distant from the Olam HaTorah, very distant from the Tzibur of Shomrei Torah, and he was right there in the middle of it all. And one Leil Shabbos, he was learning till late, the wee hours of the morning, with his Gabbai there. And there, you know, there was a group of boys and girls dancing, freilich, making Leibedik noise in the streets. The irreligious. Tzibur, you know. So the Rebbe turns to the Gabbai and says, shh, you shouldn't say anything, you're not going to speak, I'm going to speak. Only I'm going to talk now. They learn the whole, then they learn the Gan Tanakh, the five times they there for it. They learn the whole night, that's why they're so happy. The Gabbai looked at them. And Chaim Ben pointed out, he said, if the Bel Zer Rebbe was really such a tumin, if it was really so naive to think that, you know, these people, that's what they're coming from, he wouldn't have had to tell the Gabbai to be quiet. The Tomei doesn't think anybody else thinks any differently than him. If he really was so convinced that Pnimusai, that these people were coming from a Seder Limud, he didn't have to tell the Gabbai, shh. He obviously knew the situation, but he didn't want anybody to say, nobody should say a Kitru Gatayin on Klal Yisrael. He himself, Rav Chaim Brim, was Mufak. I remember one time before the Shir, there was a Chasana that some of the Olam had gone to. The chasana of a certain kvutza of people, somehow, to some degree, are known to be a little over-involved in their appearance and their dress and their hair and how they look. And at the wedding, some of the invalids who attended this wedding were disturbed by the showiness of their dancing, the haughtiness of the dancing. It was a little bit, maybe a lot in their minds. Not to their taste, and they were a little bit, maybe a lot, distraught at the whole tzuras had gone. So they came back to the shir, and a lot of them quite troubled with what they saw. Reb Chaim Brim came into the shir, and before anybody said anything, he turns to me and he tells me, "Do you want to see what true avtal reachol kamoicha is? What bachim give their whole the mesamer the chazan v'kala? Go to the dachasan of such and such a group, this group, and you'll see." He says, "Put on your tie and go watch them dance. Go watch them put their whole to." Reb Chaim Brim was a Yerushalayim yid who was so rochli from chitzonia, such a soilate from people who were involved in their appearance and fancy clothing and certainly haughtiness. He was a demus of another. This was something that I knew was something that he was soiled, very, very, very distant from him. But he saw and he wanted to see how Bukhrim are interested in the Kamei Chutz Makom. That's all he saw, that's all he was willing to see, and that's all he was interested in seeing. I remember once he came back from a trip to the States. And he had been in Manhattan, in the Diamond District, I think it was the stock market. And he had seen how Erlich Hayidin are there, involved and busy, and it's to the second, I guess, it's the minute, and but 2 minutes before Shkia, he sees up the podium, the light, run into some phone booth, and Chaparayna Mincha, 2 minutes to Shkia, Chaparayna Mincha, just grab a Mincha. So many of us would look at that a little negatively. You wait till 2 minutes, and after that you go to Davin, there's places to go, take off a half hour, go to shul, make a mensch with a minion. You run into a phone booth and you make a minion. I said, the shame type of a yid who's ready to run away in the midst of everything, and he'll find any corner, and how chovin is this to the Eibishter, how special is that to the Baruch Hu, these phone booths that they're stuffed in there, davening their mincha even at the last minutes of the day. And I think that the MS There's two bechinas to this koyach. There's two aspects to this ability, this focus, and this involvement. I think we can learn sometimes from the Tzad Hara. The Gemara in Shabbat says, Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the shlichus to go to Klal Yisrael, he says, Hein lo yaminu li. He was worried that they wouldn't believe him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him oisois to show, to prove. One of the oisois was Mitzaras Pasholeg, his hand turned to, he put his hand to Chekoi and turned to Tzaras. It's an ois, it's a simen, but why in such a way where he has to suffer, where it has to be an oinesh, it's called Yisurin Tzaras. But the Gemara says an interesting thing about this give and take of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, hey, no, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Klal Yisrael are maminim b'nei maminim. Klal Yisrael, how do you say that they're not going to believe you, they're not going to be maimin? They're maminim b'nei maminim. They have a Tarosha, they have a Yerusha, they are believers for generation after generation. And you in the end will fall with him as a gospel according to your greatness in some area of Amunah. And the Gemara says right after that, Kol HaKhoshed B'Ksherim Loike B'Gufay. Anybody who's Khoshed B'Ksherim judges a person as assumes he's done something wrong when he's really a kosher, his punish is Loike B'Gufay. He's punished with his own body. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Khoshed B'Ksherim and he had Saraf B'Gufay. So he was thinking, what's this shakl of the tie? What's this give and take with Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Baruch Hu tells him, Klal Yisrael Aminim B'nei Maminim, Atah Tzoyich L'Shloi L'Hami. What's he telling him? This isn't a petty argument. This is a Yisoidistic lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. And I think maybe this is the pshat, like the Gemara says, Kol HaPoisa V'Mumoi Poisa, that our tendency is that we look at the world the way we see ourselves. We project our own issues on the world around us. And if we have a problem, if we have a weakness, if there's something within us that's lacking, we tend to latch it onto wherever we can. We look there, we see it. We look here, we see it. A person sees the world the way he feels about himself. And very often, if we find ourselves judging negatively, judging people and attaching to them concerns and issues, and they don't really have them, that's a simen that there's something wrong within us in that area. That's why we're looking outward and seeing other people that way. Also, a taish from the Baal Shem, I heard this also from Chaim Grimm. The Mishnah says, "Kol haroya eidanim roya roya chutz minigei atzmai." The Mishnah says, everybody who the Mishnah is talking about, the going kol roya chutz minigei atzmai. You're allowed to a koyein is allowed to look at all the goyim of all people other than his own. But the Baal Shem Tov made a drush in the Mishnah is kol roya chutz. Yeah, he put the seek there minigei atzmai. Whatever person sees outside is negative. It's from his own goyim. So his own problem. I thought maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it that you can look at them and find a chisaron in them when they don't have it? According to your madrega, obviously, even in your madrega, there's some kal, some dak, some very fine weakness in that area that's causing you to see it in Klal Yisrael. And that's possibly why it says, the punishments that is given or given this world are expressions of the etzem ra, are expressions of the toichen hara, of the problem, of the hate that we've experienced and that we've fallen into. Loike the gufay is an expression of where this hate is coming from. It's from your goof. It's from yourself that you're seeing this negativism in others. And I think the tzad ha'toiv is lehepach. the more a person is toiv b'libon, the more a person has inner beauty and inner goodness and inner shleimus, the more he looks and sees the world through those eyes. And the tzaddikim, the yeshurim, ba'lois tzaddikim, rabos yiforet, ben yeshurim rotzayim, is coming from their inner beauty, their inner shleimus, their inner toiv, and their, and the teva is to want to see and to look at the world the way they see and feel within themselves. The tzaddikim have a toiv and a shleimus and a noyam and a yoisi, an inner beauty, an inner goodness, an inner shleimus, and so they look at the world in that way and they want to see the world in that way. I think that's one bechina. I think another bechina is an avoida, an ala, a very lofty, elevating avoida, an avoida tashem, maybe of the most elevating of darkei avoida. He's damus lekoinot. And like the Talmud Zvora, Sefer Hanoira, the Talmud Zvora, describes the midas harachmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud Gimel midas harachmim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we say in the pasuk of Mikel Kamoicha, says we have to emulate him, and especially if we want his mercy, we want to ask him, the Yud Gimel midas harachmim, we can ask him if we ourselves don't emulate, don't live with those midas between ourselves. And his mazir, each midah al midah of the 13 midah tarachmin, his damus, Klal Yisrael, avoidat Hashem means to emulate, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mahu afata, zakeli lanvehu. And the more we emulate, the more we follow in his ways, the more we're mizdabek, the more we become one with him, connect to him. Bekus comes from his damus, like it says in the sport. And if we, especially if we want to be zoyt, want to merit his treating us with the heavenly midas of Rachmim, then we can only look at him, we can only call upon him if we emulate those in ourselves and our ways. Very, very beautiful sefer, Roy, for Kol Beis Yisrael to learn and see what the midas of Rachmim and how we have to be within ourselves and to each other. So the midas are chofetz chesed, we say in the Pesuk Mikel Kamoich, and I say, oh, boy, no, al pesha. That's also the Yud Gimel midas of Rachmim. Chofetz Chesed, because it's Baruch who wants to see in Klal Yisrael only the good, and even if they're machisim and even if they're matridim and oivrei avera, he looks to find something, some goodness, some chesed, some maisa toiv that Klal Yisrael has done, and he uses that to be merachem and ignore and be merachem on the ra, like the Talmud Dvora says. Same way we have to be misnag with ourselves in Rosh or the Moisel or Rahu Mafisa, if a person has done something bad to him, angered him. If there's something good, find some area where he's done something good to you. Focus on that, think about that. Our tendency is when somebody does something bad to us, we focus, we think about it, we review it. We get involved in it, we rile ourselves up over it, and something happens good, very nice, but go weiter. The midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to emulate is focus on the toy, try and ignore the dvorim roim, and focus, connect, let that excite you, let that rile you up, let that carry us in our relationships. Yichboi Shavaneseinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way, when we do dvorim roim, he doesn't want to see it, he doesn't want to focus on it, he doesn't want to look at it. And so too, says the Talmud Zvora, we have to be snag with each other, not the way the teva of the person is, just the opposite. Somebody does something wrong, we forget about the goodness that he's done to us. Just the opposite. He's damus, the midois of his bora. The tzaddikim, their whole lives are to find a way to be Eloiki, to find a way to go in the Darkei Hashem, emulate him and go in his path. They're mashkia, they invest koichleis, machshova and leiv to be the Darkei Hashem, chofetz chesed, yichboi shavon eseinu, to see only the toiv and not to see the ra. I think possibly in this lies a tremendous koyach bracha. And this Maila, and this Madrega, and with these two Bechinos. Hazal say, from the Pasuk Toiv Ayin, Hu Yevoirach, Pasuk says. Toiv Ayin, Hu Yevoirach. the pasuk in its literal translation means the person with a good eye, he will be the recipient of bracha, yavoyrach. Well, the Gemara says, toiv ayin hu yavoyrach. Toiv ayin, the person who has a good eye, he can give bracha, he can bless others. Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara in Adam, was called toiv ayin. The Chazal say, the Zohar HaKadosh says, toiv ayin, some people have a special koyach of bracha, and some people alone have a special koyach of klala. Bilam was ra'ayin, he had a koyach klala. But Aaron HaKoya and the Tzadikim are toiv ayin, they have a koyach bracha, and their brachas are niskayim. What's the power, what's the greatness, what's the koyach of the ayin toiv ayin, that his brachas are niskayim? I think also in these two bechinos, in these two ways, a koyach milmata, isarusa de esato, isarusa de leila, a koyach that's the natural strength of the toiv ayin, and a koyach milmala, a koyach mimoraim, a heavenly koyach that's given to the toiv ayin, koyach bracha. And like we said, the toiv ayin really has two things. His inner goodness, his inner shlemus, his inner toiv, his inner yoifi, rabos tiforet. He sees and looks at the world through that inner goodness, through that inner beauty, and that's how he relates to the world and connects to the world, looks at the world through what he is, through how he is within himself. And the second is that tzaddik wants to follow and connect to the Darkei Hashem, the darke, the midos of yoinos, the highest midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midos harachamim, and in that we're called b'tzelem elokim, says the Talmud verse. And when a person looks at another person with his own beauty, with his own goodness, two things happen. Everybody sees himself and lives within himself, very much is affected by how he feels others look at him. When he feels others look at him as special, as good, as beautiful, that strengthens his own beauty. Everybody responds to the way others look at him. And when he feels other people are looking at him with a toiv ayin, and other people are focusing on his goodness, that helps him focus on his own goodness and bring out his own greatness. And when one's inner goodness is pouring over, so to speak, into looking and seeing others from his own inner goodness, his own koyach, he has a whole different hashpah. I can mashpia on somebody else, I can affect and elevate another person when what I have toiv is coming out from within myself to him in the way that I look at him for my own goodness, for my own yoifi. And secondly, I'm zoicha to be misnahek, to go on the Darkei Hashem Yisborach. I connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more I connect to him, the more he's with me. And Taka the Zohar Kodesh says, there's the Ayin of Hashem, that's his Hashgacha. Ein Hashem, Einei Hashem, that's what he sends bracha, that's what he sends mozoin, that's what he sends shmira. That's called Ein Hashem, the Ayin above. And there's the Ayin Lamata. And when the Ayin Lamata, the Ayin of Tzadikim, look towards the Ayin Lamala, the Ayin Lamala, the Ayin Lamala, because both Hashgacha sends Shefa bracha to all the Olamos. The tzaddik is the ayin toiv lamata, and when he looks towards the ayin lamala, he emulates the ayin lamala. He's the kli, he's the tool HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send bracha to, because he down here has the power to affect, has the power to elevate, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what he was 40 years toiv ayin, to elevate through his connection, through his giving, through his focus. And he is the one who connects ayin the ayin yiras Hashem b'tzion. Says the Zohar, the tzaddikim who know how to go b'ayin toivah, they will see l'asi lava, the greatest open connection in Zeikos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they are the kelim for his ayin lamala. So the Baruch Hu should help us be mischazek in our own toiv, see the toiv of others as a expression of our own goodness pouring over towards them, pouring over to them in a way that affects them, elevates them, touches them, as mechazek v'alon toiv. And with that hizdamos, we should be zoicha to the bracha milmala, the shefa toiv milmala, of toiv ayin hu yivorech.